هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
Michael Organ from the Greens, thank you for joining us on SBS Radio.
It's great today to be here.
Some of the Greens' policies in this election campaign is for dental, mental health care to be covered under Medicare and to wipe out the students' debts, free education. Is that possible or is that achievable?
Yes, indeed it's achievable. In regards to wiping out student debt, we've got about 10 countries in Europe, for example, like Germany, Poland, etc., where university is free. When I went to university in the 1970s and 80s, it was free. I was the first person in my family ever to go to university. So there's no reason why we are charging our kids to go to university, and they're leaving them with debts of $20,000-$30,000. Which is making it very hard for them for their future. We're also not providing them with enough support, so they've got to work as well. Now, when I went to university, I didn't have to work while I was studying. I worked during the 3-month break, and I lived at home, and I had a bit of support, but I had money from when I worked at Christmas, so that I could focus on my study. And now we're expecting students to have 2 or 3 jobs and go to uni and do their studies. We shouldn't be doing, and then we're charging them and they're getting a debt. That's not best for our country.
So there's a lot of pressure on the students.
There's a lot of pressure which shouldn't be there. If it's like kids in primary school, secondary school, TAFE, university, they should be focused on their studies. We want any child in Australia who's smart enough and who passes the exam and it can get into uni to have the opportunity to go to uni and not to worry about a debt, not to worry about all those costs. It's hard enough to support a university education, let alone without having to try and pay that debt along the way. So that's one thing is, yes, it is affordable. It's just wipe the debt, forget about it. Because recently there was a tax cut for the wealthier, which was the equivalent, same amount of money, that tax cut, as it would be to wipe all student debt. And we're going, the government's happy to give that tax cut, which is, you know, $18,000 billion or whatever the figure was, but it's not willing to wipe the student debt and just make university free.
And what about dental coming under Medicare? How was that achievable?
Okay, well, so you're right. The Greens have a policy of including dental in Medicare and also mental health in Medicare. Very important issues. Now, one of the ways of funding that would be, at present, there's a lot of inequity in the tax system. So a lot of the billionaires we're finding are hardly paying any tax at all. They're using various mechanisms in the tax system to not actually pay an appropriate amount of tax. And also a lot of large companies, such as Netflix and Amazon and a lot of overseas companies, basically take a lot of money out of Australia, billions of dollars, but they're not paying any tax. So by taxing some of those billionaires, some of those a better tax regime, by taxing some of those large companies that really aren't paying a fair share of tax, that will create hundreds of billions of dollars, actually. Some of the tax schemes we have in Australia costing taxpayers a lot of money, and we can use those funds to take care of Australians, to actually put dental and mental into Medicare.
Now, Wagga Wagga has a diverse community, many refugees, and especially lately in the last several years, Yazidi refugees have arrived, resettled in Wagga Wagga. Do you think refugees in general are getting enough support?
Well, I don't think so from this government. We've seen this government has brought in some truly awful treatments of refugees over the years, so that very inhumane, very barbaric. And that just indicates the general attitude they have in regards to the refugee issue. For example, we've got 50,000 Afghan refugees who have applied for visas in the last couple of years, and this government has not processed them. So we've got a government in place, to be frank, really doesn't humanely treat refugees. Now, having said that, that's just in regards to the detention camps, etc., etc. But once refugees get in the country, it still hasn't isn't supporting them enough either. And my belief and the Greens' belief is have a visa once you're a resident of Australia, you need support. We need to care for all Australians, whether they're people who've been here for hundreds of thousands of years, like Indigenous people, whether they're recent immigrants, such as people who arrived with the First Fleet in 1788, or they're post-World War II immigrants and refugees. All of those people have equal status, equal rights in this country, and we need to give them access to the appropriate support services. I think that's really important. We need to, during that period of arrival, in those first years or a decade or so, give them extra support so that they help them to learn about what it is to live in Australia.
What kind of support?
Well, assistance with finding employment, finding accommodation, getting food, getting health support services, just all those services that ordinary Australians take for granted. The fact that you've got a job, you've got some accommodation, you can afford to eat well and eat good food. You've got Medicare, you've got access to Medicare. Hopefully down the track, dental services and mental health services. So all those general support services that will give you a decent and healthy way of living as an Australian person. And every Australian should have access to that. Whether you're a refugee, whether you're a recent immigrant, or whether your family's been in this country for 200 years or more. So in that way, as I said, obviously upon arrival, people need support services to help them acclimatise and get used to living in Australia. And then as time goes on, they'll become part of the normal community. I also think in the Greens support the fact of multiculturalism. I think multiculturalism is a two-way street. It's both supporting our own Australian culture, but it's also supporting the cultures that come to Australia so that those immigrants maintain links with their culture, maintain links with where they come from, and that those links are not broken, so that the richness and diversity of Australia going forward is a mix of what's come before, but it also includes the addition of what has now coming in new. And I think that's something that I don't necessarily think the current coalition government has necessarily supported. There's been in the past policies of assimilation, both with Indigenous people saying, no, we want you to be just like us, just like the English. And in those cases, those diverse cultures are lost to our Australia as a whole. And so we need to accept that multiculturalism is very important. We need to embrace those cultures, whether it's Indigenous cultures, whether it's cultures from other countries, embrace them and make them part of what Australia is in the future.
Michael Organ, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Okay, thank you very much.
جرايرا لسر أبو بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي، يان لهر كويك بودكاست كانت بدز دهينيت.